Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
All right, we've asked Mpumelelo Zikalala usually to come through for many of our questions with regards to legal issues that we're not sure of. This time around, we are going to be speaking about Jacob Zuma's private prosecution. He is on the line with us this evening. Thanks very much for your time, Mpumelelo. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, good evening to your listeners.
All right, so let's talk about this case. It's been in the courts for a while, and what we are being told is that this private prosecution request by Jacob Zuma at this point, and I think I want to make and emphasize the point that at this point, it has been removed from the roll. And I say at this point because it still needs to be decided upon at another court.
Yes, yes. Basically, let's remember what could have happened if it was set to a specific date. So they would have to come back, and on the date, they would come back and say, had the SA done, is the SA then does it with the decision? If the answer is yes, how do we move on? But to prevent a situation where individuals come to court on a regular basis and there's been no movement on the matter, you simply say, I'm going to remove it from the roll. So meaning, I'm not going to set it for a specific date, because I want this matter to come back once the SEA is done and dusted with making its ruling, which is why the court then emphasized the second part of the decision to say that the removal from the roll is not because there's any technical non-compliance that is there or I'm dealing with the merits of the matter. Mm-hmm. I'm simply saying, Mr. Zuma, you are going to exercise your rights once the SEA has dealt with it, and the two individuals in this case will then have to come back to this court after the SEA has decided what to do, whether we're correct or we're incorrect, mm-hmm. when we decided that the private prosecution should then fall away.
So just so that everybody understands, so let's just quickly recap. This is an issue about former President Jacob Zuma, who was unhappy about his medical records being shared, and of course is unhappy with the Billy Downer, who was the advocate managing this particular case. And then there was also a journalist Karen Moon, who they say Billy Downer shared the information with her, which then led it to be leaked to the media. So he's saying that's a private matter. The issue of what was wrong with him, the medical issue, is not something that should have been leaked to the media. It should have been kept private, and therefore he wants the state to account, and also he was unhappy with the fact that the president didn't intervene.
There's also a second part to it, the one that says whenever you're a prosecutor and dealing with the matter, the information which you're going to get from that particular docket must remain private. It can only be disclosed by the official individual who then liaises with the media. In this case, it could be the spokesperson, the public relations officer. So if, as in this case, it's proved that African Billy Downer participated in that, then it's actually an offense in terms of the NPA Act and could be punished as such. So those are the two contentions which are then being said by the former president to say, well, African Billy Downer, if you've acted in this particular manner, not only did you disclose information which is private, proceeding from medical records, you also broke the NPA Act and you should be punished as such.
You know, it's very difficult speaking about former President Jacob Zuma because generally people have a negative perception about his, as you're saying, exercising, as the court was saying, his rights to exercise his rights to get justice for himself, and people seeing it as sort of a kind of guy that's forever challenging what the authorities are. And in this case, from what your explanation is, it's one of those, right, where he should have been better protected from your assessment?
Definitely. Especially from the NPA itself to then say, well, first we are going to self-diagnose and see where the leak is and take appropriate action, because we do have the NPA Act and all our members, regardless who leak the information, ought to subscribe to it. And not wait to a situation up until there's a private prosecution which is taking place and then the real individual who leaked the information then comes out and says, well, it was me, it's not the person that you are pursuing. On a technical basis, then the case ends. But I think in this case, the NPA ought to have played a much more bigger role in terms of saying we are going to protect the information of individuals no matter what. And we are going to make sure that whenever we're dealing with all matters, regardless of who the person is, we'll make sure that the information is protected. We'll make sure that whenever something has been taken out, maybe to the media, we are going to follow the proper protocols as it would happen in every single matter that you are dealing with. Not because we are protecting the office as such, but because there's an NPA Act and a Code of Conduct that our members need to subscribe to, and that's exactly what we're doing.
It's, again, also very tough reporting on this because one of the media is on trial. And you've always seen how there's also this them and us kind of a conversation around this particular case, which I think is unfortunate, actually.
Definitely, because you then miss the important role of disseminating important information to members of the public so that they're well informed as to what is happening pertaining to the merits of the matter, but most importantly, whether the technical tools that are available in our country, especially when it comes to the judiciary, are they working in an optimal manner? The only way in which we can be able to determine that if you are concrete individuals and members of the media giving us the information which is required or detailing how certain operations in our courts are actually working. And in certain instances where even the media has misbehaved, then it should be brought to book to say, your sole purpose is to make sure that you are disseminating the news, but you must disseminate the news within these four walls of compliance and regulatory compliance. If you don't do that, then you are going to punish you. We are not saying we are gagging you or stopping you from dispersing any information, but we simply want to make sure that whatever information that you want to give out must be information which is accurate, information that has been obtained legally.
Has Karen Moon, the journalist, been unfairly targeted in your view? And maybe I'm just asking you a question outside of really the legal framework. But when you look at the papers and what they have to present, has she been unfairly treated?
I would say yes and no. Mm-hmm. In yes, in this sense that there are many other attributes which are not maybe linked necessarily to her. And there is sort of a perception that there's an ulterior motive other than that of the person who's simply doing their job. Now, if it's my job to disseminate what I've gathered as a journalist, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Whether that piece of information is not going to be liked by certain members of the public is another story. But in another instance, maybe to her defense, she may then come back and say, you know, I have various sources that I have with the journalists, and some of those sources are not disclosed. Mm. How was I supposed to know that this information was not supposed to share with members of the public at the time in which I have received it? So it is one of those defenses that she can be able to use at the end of the day to say, yes, I do agree, I received this information, but to me, it was information similar to any other information that has been there, and I trusted my source that whenever I'm talking about this matter, I'm going to be talking about something which is accurate.
So would it then be an easy one to say that maybe the court, because this is probably not going to happen now, eventually, and I suspect it's going to go to the Constitutional Court, knowing Jacob Zuma. You may tell me what you think about that. But where perhaps the court then needs to protect both, for justice's sake, to say, look, you know, former President Jacob Zuma actually is within his rights. He had to be protected. And similarly, the journalist also was within her rights to execute her duties at the, you know, to the best of her ability. Well, I can't say anything about Billy Downer, Advocate Billy Downer, but in the two, they can still be protected with whatever ruling the court comes down with.
That's why in any alleged misconduct or any illegal act that has happened, the element of intention will then come into play. You have the prosecute intention to break the law, to put it bluntly. And if the answer to that is no, and there's no alternative or negligent alternative conduct that can be attributed, then they say, well, you are going to acquit you because you didn't know that what you are doing was actually incorrect. So that could be a defense to say, you know, as a journalist, I receive information every single time. And the only thing in which I was interested in that I could have known at the time was to know whether it is accurate or not. Whether it was obtained illegally from the person who was giving it to me, it's a completely different story. But this is what I stated. And look at the manner in which I then disclosed all those things. I knew exactly that as per the code that we subscribe to and the laws which are applicable to us, these are the things in which you are supposed to do. And that's exactly what I did. That could be your only defense in terms of saying, I did it for the good of the members of the public, for media freedom, and this is why I engage in this particular act. Had I known that the information has been obtained illegally, probably I wouldn't have stated anything about it, or I would have maybe tried to be vague but disclosed whatever information that I disclosed at that time.
Mm. Thanks very much for that. Mpumelelo Zikalala, legal expert, just helping us to clarify what the court actually meant today by saying that they're striking Jacob Zuma's private prosecution against the state advocate Billy Downer, as well as journalist Karen Morn. And we're just explaining what that means. And so in this particular court, the court is basically saying we need to stop here because we are still waiting for another judgment in another court on the same matter. And as I said, I don't know what the chances are, but this is probably going to go all the way to the Constitutional Court.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.